Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, hump day, everybody. We are more than halfway through the week, right? Once you get to Wednesday, I mean, you're like smack dab in the middle. You're pushing it. You're practically there. Thanksgiving is a week from tomorrow. It's all good.
I know it's going to be a good show today.
Oh, it's going to be a great show. Why do you think?
When I look over and you're both looking at prep and smiling, that means you've, I don't know, that just tells me there's something good coming up.
Good. Mm. Excellent. We're off to a great start. I really thought I'd wake up to just the downpour, the storm of the century. Apparently that's going to hit a little later.
It's coming.
I drove in dry. I was like, woo, thank God.
Woo. If you like dry,
you'll like this show.
You'd like yesterday because it's going to start today.
It had that warm kind of feeling outside, though, this morning where it's like
that,
something's
like humidity, something, right? Balminess, like the air that's pushing in to warn you.
Head for the hills.
Hey, so this morning I came in and there was a big bag of pastries and treats. You know, the way to a little DJ's heart is through pastries, treats, pizza, just really food in general. Mm-hmm. And I will say that for years, the guys who used to be in Brickhead and are now in Adia, they know all the ways to get to us. Write songs about us. That's step one. Step two, send food. Step three, write a nice note. They're playing at the Quarter Note in Sunnyvale this weekend.
I wonder why they changed their name. I mean, you know them as Brickhead, so.
I do. But they've moved on with their lives. Maybe there's different. Let's see, the guys in the
different
band.
Different guys.
It must be like Ron from Brickhead, but it's Ron, Marlon, Mark, and Sam who are now in this other band, Adia.
Mm.
They should, you guys, you should maybe consider Brickhead. I don't know. Adia, though. We're fine with it. It's fine.
It is a little hard to pronounce for me.
Mm.
Adia. I don't know when I look at it.
How do you spell it?
A-D-E-Y. E-A-H or something.
Oh.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, my buddy's kid, I've told you this, my good friend, Billiam, his son is in jam, he's a guitar player and he's in bands, and I understand the feeling. I also have been in bands, and you get that feeling where you're like, I want a new name. We're tired of this one or whatever.
I feel you.
And then, but you realize you put energy and hours and shows into building the name you have. Yeah. Really, first of all, pick the right name the first time. And then once you're into it, it's changing it midstream is, and so then.
Well, and you don't want to get famous with a crappy name, you know?
But you also don't want to be like, I know this band as, and they've now changed their name, and the new name's no good.
Right.
No, I'm not saying Adia is
good. No, Adia is a great name.
I'm just saying,
it's fine.
My buddy's son, he had one name.
Oh.
They changed it, and I went, oh.
Well, tell me the names of the band.
I don't want to.
Please. It'll be good promotion for you, for Billiam's kids' band. Nobody knows Billiam. It's fine, Vinny. You can say it.
He's still with that chick, too, by the way.
Yeah. But it sounds like she's more into it than him.
Well, no,
we made out. It felt great.
No, I think that he's just, you know, cruising.
Right. And she's all like, let's button this down.
What's next? I think she's going and he's going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's that.
Does she have kids too?
I think so.
That would be good because then there's no rush to have kids.
Oh, no.
There's no kids.
Sure. No, she's not.
Let's just have a fun time together. Why all the pressure?
Anyway, Adia, where are they playing?
Sunnyvale at the Quarter Note.
Okay. Yeah. And thanks for the food, Adia. Good job.
So this is your way of not telling me the names of the
band.
I feel bad that I shouldn't have brought it up.
The changing your name and you picked a new one and it's not that good. And
it
I'm
is
like,
funny
oh, man,
that you
I
say
that.
The whole changing of the band name. I always think about this one band. They in the 90s, this band called Star Club had one hit. They like had a song. I don't even know if it was a giant.
I've never heard it.
We played it on alternative radio. I don't even know if you could find it.
Star Club.
And they came in and I think that they were saying, we're that band that changed its name all the time. And when we broke, our name was Star Club and we're all pretty bummed about it. Like, that was just where we were at. Like, we had all these names, but we would cycle through names. And when we got signed, our name was Star Club. Do you find it?
Is this it? Hard to
Could
get?
Be. Oh,
Star Club?
15 years ago? That doesn't seem long enough ago.
That might just be when they posted
it. Just play it. Let's hear it. Yeah, it could be when they posted it.
I haven't previewed it.
Well, there's okay. You know what? I'll try and find.
It's a weird thing to be a band and be idea. Like, I remember when I was playing in a band. We were on the radio. My friend Todd, he wanted to. We made a band, and he comes up with the name Scrotum Pole, and I'm like, that's hysterical. We'll do it.
Yes.
And then later, I'm like, I don't want to be a scrotum.
Yeah.
Be the pole, dude.
I know. Well, that's what's later. We're like, let's just call
pole. Is it because he was taller?
I don't know.
He got to be the pole,
no.
And you had to be the grizzled scrotum?
I never, ever put that much thought into it, but thank you. Is this them?
Okay. This has got to be
I'm
going
to play. Keep just, okay. Just know.
Yeah. And this is the song.
I have never heard it.
Yeah. Minor hit on alternative radio in the 90s.
Yeah.
But
never heard it.
I just remember hearing Start them bummed. Say, like, we were pretty, pretty bummed. You know,
so
we had
who
some,
are they now?
Nobody. Maybe they always had to be Star. After that, like, when you make it with the name Star Club, now you're stuck with Star Club. We had
a
hit song on, it's okay. It's definitely better names than Star Club.
Well, Star Club's better than Scrotum.
Pole.
Well, I'm
I
just
actually,
saying,
I don't know. If,
that at the
I don't know that
name,
it's. I don't know that it's better.
Kind of makes me uncomfortable to even
Scrotum Pole.
Say it on the
it's
air.
It's like Totem Pole. It's just an adorable play on
but
that.
But I can see the problems.
Yeah, you wouldn't call yourself Zach. And Bull's like, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, no,
you could call your call Balzac with a Z, and
Balzac.
Then, you know,
Balzac.
You guys know what I mean.
And then when I tried to change the name to Ruptured Hymen, no one wanted it.
Yeah, that's no good. That's not.
It's great.
Matty's cringing.
About?
I'm watching him out of the corner of my eye. He's very upset with you. Right
wow,
now. You're
upset
trouble.
With him.
We're going to have a bad show now. That's it. We're off to a good start, but now.
A bad show on me.
No.
You and your ruptured
no,
area.
This will not be a bad show. We had nice pastries this morning already. It's all good.
Matty was like,
burping pumpkin spice.
Listen, Brickhead or Adia, whatever your name is, playing in Sunnyvale at the Quarter Note on Saturday night. Thank you for the pastries. I walk in, first thing Maddie goes, oh, there's pumpkin muffins. Oh, you're good. They're so good. I look in the bag. I'm like, oh, and also there's scones. I'm going for those.
Yeah, and I'm like, scones? Who likes scones? And then
I really like scones.
They were good. I
scones are dry.
These are not dry
these
scones.
Not.
These ones are packed with like strawberries and blackberries.
It says blackberry scones, yeah.
And they are,
all right.
They're not dry.
Okay.
Mm. But I'm with you. You can get a dry scone. Of course, I don't mind a dry scone either because I'm usually drinking it with coffee or eating it while I'm drinking my coffee. And I kind of like that. But I'll take a moist scone. At Whole Foods, they have these little stacks of, they're like little, thank you. They're like little round scones and they come in, they're stacked like little, almost like a thick biscuit. And they are stacked and they sell them just, they're out kind of, I don't know, by the bakery. And they do a mixed berry and a blueberry. They are I'm like, John, stop buying those.
Mm.
Because when they're in the house, I'm eating those until they're gone. Mm. Oh, yesterday for my birthday, we did the kindness bowl, the thing you do. The black beans, the brown rice, black beans, cheddar cheese, chunks of avocado on the top. I salted, put a little Cholula on there.
No meat?
No meat.
That's my staple.
No, I do love it. It feels super clean to eat that way. Plus, we had an avocado hanging around. I'm like, we got to get rid of that before we leave on vacation. So that's what we did. I opened up my presents. John got me and him the new AirPods. Is that what they're called? AirPods?
Yeah.
The little AirPod things. Those things are freaking wild. Like, you put them in. They're like a regular earbud thing that you get from, you know, just the Apple things. But they have a little flange on them now, and you can change the size of that.
Mm-hmm.
You put them in your ear.
Well, those are the pros. So there's two different
whatever
levels.
The one.
You have the pro.
We have the ones that were expensive.
Uh-huh.
They were like, I don't know. I think they're like a $250
Christina
set.
Wears those all day, every day.
So here's the thing. I did it on my computer, so I had a lot more choices than John had on his phone. There's a basic sort of menu for stuff you can do. But you can do it so that it complete, and I'm telling you, these completely cancel noise. I put them in I hit noise cancellation, and all of a sudden, it was like it went,
yeah,
to dead silence. Like I couldn't hear the fridge anymore. And then I put it on, I don't know, something conversation. If I talk, it opens it back up, as in you're having a conversation notice.
Oh, that's rad.
It's crazy. So John is talking to me from across the room, and I look up, and I don't know. I'm like, you know, I can barely hear him. And I go, what did you just say? And then whoop, the whole room woke back up. It's really cool. I'm psyched to try them on the plane on Friday.
Even Zoom has different settings. I know many people are still using Zoom regularly, right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And even definitely. Zoom. So I do guitar lessons on Zoom. And if the setting gets changed, it will cancel out the sound of my guitar, as in getting rid of the background noise.
Yes. Oh.
So I'll be talking to him and go to play. And he's like, I can't hear you. And I've had to go in and change the settings and go, oh, this mother bleeper is blocking the guitar sound like it's background noise.
Because it heard your voice, and it's like, that's the only thing I'm going to do. Isn't that crazy?
It's really, really, it's too much.
Technology.
It's crazy. Yes,
is that
you're right.
All about?
It is really crazy.
It is real. It's a, I don't know. But I've never really experienced, like, it felt like things were being, so then the other thing, though, if I have a complaint about these, it felt like all audio that did reach me was processed. It wasn't just that I was hearing. It wasn't just that it turned off whatever it was doing. It was that the noise it was letting through was what it had decided on, and it felt processed. Like it didn't just sound like I was talking to John with stuff stuck in my ears. It felt like it was feeding me his voice. It picked it up. It was through a microphone. And even my own voice seemed to be coming through that. It's very weird. It's going to take some getting used to.
Super smart, but not smart enough. It's a guitar lesson, guy. Let the guitar through.
Yes. You should actually be able to type in what's going. Hey, Zoom. Just so you know, it's going to be me and a guitar.
We're so spoiled.
I know.
Apple
it's magic. There's freaking magic around us. It's at our fingers.
I love it that you still have a... You know what you should do? AirPods and Zoom.
Yeah, guys. Come on now. Well, look, it's helpful suggestions like mine that really move the world of technology forward. Right.
They're listening.
They clearly are, because they fixed that one thing that was wrong with Paramount that pissed me off.
You want to hear something weird?
Yes.
So we talked on the air about I have this thing with my keyboard, and it when I type on Facebook, it won't space or anything.
Yes.
Leave for the weekend. Come back on Monday. It's working. I didn't do anything to change it.
Did someone in the building hear you talking
about
it?
Good morning. No, it's Facebook. They're listening. Good morning, Facebook.
Hey, Facebook.
Hi, Facebook.
How you doing?
Thanks.
What is it about your keyboard, do you think?
It's at home, too. It was something on my... Somebody, one of our smart listeners wrote in and tried to explain to me how to change it. It was some setting on the browser I'm using, I guess.
Oh.
I couldn't figure out the instructions because I'm dumb.
So someone from Facebook hacked your computer and fixed it. That's great. Thank you,
hackers.
It
was really weird. Just really weird when I was like, what happened?
And honestly, sometimes you just got to go, who cares what happened?
It works now.
It's magic. And now it works. I would like to say, Google, my birthday was yesterday. thanks for all the balloons and stuff, but that was your day late. You're late to my party. I'm getting like all, I don't know, it must know about me, because it's sending me confetti and everything I touch.
Well, why'd you tell Google your birthday is the wrong day?
I guess I must have, right? I don't remember telling him my birthday
or something.
Everywhere.
I mean, you like the party.
It just hurt you.
Maybe. But it didn't do it yesterday, it did it today. So it's whatever. All magic is not perfect, but it is all magic. Still.
True.
We started a little late. That was my bad. I'm bad at math. I have to figure out like drop songs or add songs to get us to where we need to be.
Unnecessary.
Yep. You're right.
Hit it.
KLLC HD 1 San Francisco. Sarah Mini, Alice's Morning Show. Here is a song.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.